Hello, welcome back to another episode of Everything Works Out. I'm your host, Alicia, and today we're diving into a hot topic that's all about work, productivity, and the vibrant world of coffee shops. So get ready to grab your laptops because we're talking about why you should ditch your home office and work out of a coffee shop. So let's get into it. Alright, so let's break it down. First of all, I know not everyone has the luxury of working out of a coffee shop or remotely in general. This was just me not even a month ago, but I thought this could also apply to you if you're in school or just working on projects outside of your 9-to-5. We all know remote work has become the new norm in most places, but sometimes the comfort of your house can be a bit too comfortable. And you can easily get distracted if you are not great at self-motivating or just focusing while you have other things going on around you at home. That's where the iconic coffee shop work from home experience comes in. Coffee shops are amazing for a change of scenery and can help you become so productive. So today I'm basically just going to rant about why working at your local coffee shop should be your new go-to. And I will also talk about my favorite podcast to listen to while I'm working there. And I also have a little reco for my Toronto peeps for a coffee shop I love and what my order is there. So let's get into all of it. I thought this week we just needed a little casual chat, a hangout, going out for coffee, or just grabbing a little treat for myself during my workday. So let's get started with the first point. So the first reason to go to a coffee shop, of course, is the vibes. The vibes at coffee shops are unmatched. I love the smell of freshly ground coffee and sweets, and also listening to everyone's conversations in the background. It's kind of like being in the center of productivity and creativity because you can always see everyone focusing in their little bubbles around you and listen in on what they're working on, which for me helps me stay focused and kind of makes me want to work on my stuff even more. The coffee shop hustler club is a real thing, and coffee shops are more than just a place to grab a yummy latte. You'll see so many people just working remotely on work calls, and you might even get to meet some friends in your city because you're kind of just going into the same place every day. But I know what you're thinking, but won't I be distracted by all the delicious treats and Instagram-worthy coffee moments and people talking and all the tea and drama that you may hear? And my answer to that is yes, if you let it. But I think a coffee and a little treat in hand is a perfect motivator for getting things done. And if you are equipped with your AirPods or headphones, listening to a podcast or music while you work is also a great way to tune out the coffee shop sound and focus on your tasks at hand. My personal favorite podcast to listen to while I'm at work is True Crime, which I don't fully understand because they scare me, but I'm also interested in them. So I don't really know how that kind of connects to each other. But either way, my favorite true crime podcasts right now are My Favorite Murder, And That's Why We Drink, Morbid, and most recently, Counter Clock. I will put all these recos in the show notes, so have no fear, you don't need to scribble these down right now. But these are really great and interesting podcasts to listen to while you're doing work, and I find that they don't distract me from having to actually do my work, where there are a few podcasts that I love, but I do find distracting for when I'm working. I also can't listen to really great music while I'm working because I tend to just jam out. Like, I can't just put on Harry Styles because I'll be singing the entire time. So you definitely have to find your happy balance. One of my favorite coffee shops in the city is Forget Me Not. It's so cute there and homey, and they have really great options for seating, which I like. There's some couches, some chairs, tables, etc. And their Nutella latte is unmatched. Simply delicious, which is what I usually order alongside their Nutella croissant because I'm a chocolate fiend, but it's so good. and the perfect place to work out of if you live in Toronto. And that's a wrap on today's episode. I hope this inspires you to actually leave your house for once. I've only been remote working for a bit now, and I definitely need this reminder. So grab your laptop and go find that perfect spot to work in and make the most of your work from home experience. Thank you for hanging out with me today. I hope you enjoyed listening to this talk about coffee shops. Until next week, get out on your hot girl walks, grab a cute little coffee or beverage of your choice, and get to work. Bye!